Hello there, and welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, and we have some exciting news for you, don't we, Ami-sensei?
We do.
Hey, by the way, Ami, how are you? You good?
Yeah, thank you. How are you?
I am genki desu.
Great.
So, here's the news. Regular listeners of the podcast will know that Learn Japanese Pod comes in two flavors or two formats. And the first one is the regular Japanese lesson, where we focus on conventional Japanese through practicing dialogues, vocabulary, and grammar. And the other format is the Fun Friday edition, where we interview interesting people doing cool things in Japan, as well as talk about anything and everything to do with Japanese culture. Now, one of the biggest complaints we get is we don't release podcasts regularly enough. Yep, we totally hear you. And so what we decided to do was make a new edition of the podcast called Learn Japanese Pod Shorts. Not the ones you wear. It refers to the fact that the podcast is going to be just a 10 to 15 minute podcast where we exclusively focus on a single Japanese word or a phrase or an interesting bit of slang to amaze and surprise and impress your friends in Japan. So think of this as the Random Phrase Podcast. And this is the new podcast edition that you're listening to now. So we hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, email us at info@learnjapanesepod.com. That's info@learnjapanesepod.com.
Ooh la la.
Or chat with us on our Discord channel. You can access that by clicking on the Discord link at learnjapanesepod.com. So without further ado, let's get to the random phrase, our short phrase for this week. So Ami-sensei.
Hi.
What are we talking about today?
Alrighty. Today we'll talk about a phrase that will definitely impress your Japanese friends, which will also make you sound more natural and fluent. And that word is とりあえず.
And I use とりあえず all the time. It's, that's my go-to phrase.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. But anyway, とりあえず説明しようか.
Okay, yes. とりあえず説明しましょう. All right. So, とりあえず means for the time being, or we'll do so-and-so for now until we come up with a better idea. So this phrase is most commonly used when you are ordering food at an izakaya, which is a Japanese-style pub. And you can use とりあえず to order something like drinks or small snacks while you're deciding what to order for your main dishes. For example, you can say the following to your waiter or waitress.
とりあえずビールで.
とりあえずビールで.
Yes, which means we'll have beer for now.
Yeah, so that's an interesting phrase, isn't it? So とりあえず, so for now, ビール, beer, で. で is an interesting particle that basically links a noun with a verb that's linked to the noun. So so actually what you would sometimes say is ビール でお願いします. So I would like a beer. But again, it's very common just to say とりあえずビール で. What's another thing you could order?
You could order and say とりあえずワインで.
とりあえずワインで.
Which means we'll have wine for now. You can also say とりあえずお部屋で. We'll have water for now. So, とりあえず can be used to say you'll do something for the time being until you make a final decision.
If you use this expression, I really think it's going to make you sound more natural. You'll definitely impress your Japanese friends if you can say this.
Yes.
And the waiter as well, and waitress.
Yes. So, another example, let's say you're talking to your friends about what you'd like to do today. You could do various things, but as it's lunchtime, and you're hungry, you could say, とりあえずなんか食べよう。Let's have something to eat for now. The nuance here is that you'll eat for now while you think of something to do later. Or when shopping, you can say, とりあえず買う。Which implies you'll buy something for now and see how it goes. And here are some more examples.
とりあえず行く。
Let's go for now.
とりあえずやってみる。
I'll try doing it for now and see what happens.
とりあえず映画見よう。
Let's just watch the movie for now.
So, Ami-sensei, I have a very important question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the izakaya or the restaurant or whatever, what mm-hmm. is your とりあえず?
So I feel like I have to confirm to the norm, sort of. Like,
right,
because
right.
a lot of Japanese people will say, とりあえず 生で, or mm-hmm. like 生中, right? So I usually do... Namabiru or namachu for my toriaezu.
For your toriaezu. Yeah, and by the way, if you didn't know, nama specifically means draft beer.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you can say toriaezu biru there or toriaezu nama there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
sometimes as my friends scream out, nama!
So
there's a lot of shouting in an izakaya when you come in. Like,
that's true.
いらっしゃいませ! Welcome! And then the first thing you say is, Nama!
Oh my gosh. What is your とりあえず, Alex?
とりあえずビールで。
Mm-hmm.
とりあえずビールで。Sometimes I'll say とりあえずワインで。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It depends on the menu. I think for most Japanese style izakaya, I think beer is the main とりあえず. But if it's a restaurant, maybe more of a Western restaurant, we might get wine or something.
Yes.
But you know, for those of you who don't drink or don't want to drink, then it's, you know, it's totally normal to say とりあえずお部屋で.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just
or
get...
Or ocha or something.
Ocha or something as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or ryokucha,
but,
green tea.
Yeah, but like I said in this last, you know, example, とりあえず 映画見よう, let's just watch the movie for now. Mm. I like the sort of, you know, let's just do this
yeah.
sort of nuance.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
which we say a lot in English, too. So
certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Japanese is a culture that tends to plan everything ahead weeks in
mm-hmm.
advance.
Yeah.
But there are times, obviously, where you're not quite sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just for now,
okay.
let's just do this. And then we'll worry about what we're going to do later. So,
yeah,
use it all the time. Absolutely. So,
Minasan,
zehi, tsukatte mite kudasai. Toriaezu tsukatte ne.
とりあえず使ってみてね。
yeah, yeah. So just for now, just use it for now. Yeah. So, Ami-sensei, that's great. So this was our first Learn Japanese Pod Shorts. Podcast. How about that?
That was fun.
That was fun. And we're going to do another one next month. So that's it for this week, dear wonderful listeners. Don't forget, you can meet... other Learn Japanese Pod members on our Discord channel. To join, just go to learnjapanesepod.com and click on the Discord link. You'll meet other like-minded students of Japanese where you can practice your language skills, ask questions, and hang out with other members. とりあえず、リンクをクリックしてみてね。Just click the Discord link for now. Just do that for now. And if you're interested in studying Japanese with our online courses, visit dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. That's dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Ami-sensei, arigatou gozaimasu.
いいえ、どういたしまして。
See you next time. Bye.
またね。